This episode of the Selling Made Easy podcast is sponsored by Flawless Painting. Have you been thinking about that painting project that you've been putting off? Well, let me tell you something. Call Scott Josser, the CEO, at 678-386-7899. With over 20 years in serving the Atlanta area and over 4 years serving the Florida Panhandle, you can trust Flawless Painting with all your painting needs. From his experienced crews to the company's A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, Flawless Painting will give you the peace of mind that your project will turn out terrific every time. To get a free quote, email Scott at flawlesspainting.com. That's Scott at flawlesspainting.com. Right now, Flawless Painting has partnered with Cure to conquer childhood cancer. When you choose Flawless for your painting needs, a portion of every dollar they earn will be donated to fund childhood cancer research and support families fighting cancer. The Selling Made Easy podcast starts right now. Welcome to another episode of the Selling Made Easy podcast. I'm Charlie Scannella, and today we're going to talk about what it takes to be a successful salesperson. First, truth be told, I never in a million years thought I would end up spending over 3 decades in sales. I actually wanted a career in radio. Well, I did experience a short period in that space, but it was also a place that started to really define my selling skills. You see, when you start a career in radio, you do more than just have on-air duties. Although that was the main focus, I also sold advertising for the station in my downtime, which entitled writing my own copy for the ad, getting it approved by the client, and then finally, the production of the ad itself. Now, those of you that sell advertising today understand all the complexities that go into selling advertising, specifically radio advertising. You see, I was in my late 20s, and although I had sold men's clothing earlier in my career, this was the first time I had to sell something that you actually couldn't see or feel or touch. And as a newcomer to selling radio advertising, believe me, it took me quite a while to get into any type of groove, if I ever did, to be honest. First, it was prospecting potential accounts. And once you had an account, you had to be sure that you worked with that account on defining the advertising that they wanted to do. Now, most of these were small businesses and some of them family owned. So getting someone to really give me a meeting was pretty difficult. There were days I'd make probably 50 to 100 calls a day without as much as a return phone call. And I got to tell you, it was quite demoralizing for sure. Now, remember, I was doing this from early morning to about 2 p.m. when my on-air shift started. I would do this day after day with the same result. It really was starting to get me frustrated. But it was after a few months, I realized it wasn't that I really couldn't sell. It was my approach to selling. Instead of selling the benefits of the station and everything that they had to offer, I started to sell myself. You see, I had an on-air shift from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. And guess what? That shift had listeners. Listeners that were tuning into the show for me. So I started to redefine my approach. I gave potential customers information on the station, but I then positioned the value that I can bring to their business through my listeners. This opened the door for me, and during the next several months, I really hit my stride in selling radio advertising. Now, I tell you this story only because there are a lot of different skills, traits, and strategies to becoming a successful salesperson. So let's take a look at some of my top 5 skills needed to be successful. Number 1, empathy. Empathizing with your customers helps you understand their pain points and tailor your approach. Building strong relationships fosters trust and loyalty. And number 2, Problem solving. Sales often involves solving customer problems or fulfilling their needs. So being able to identify solutions and adapt to the changing circumstances is very essential. Number three, adaptability. See, the sales landscape is constantly evolving. So being adaptable to new technologies, market trends, and customer preferences is crucial for success. Number four, resilience and persistence. Rejection is inevitable in sales. Let me say that again. Rejection is inevitable in sales. Successful salespeople are resilient and persistent, bouncing back from any type of setback, and they continue to pursue new leads. And number five is goal orientation. Setting clear, achievable goals and having a plan to reach them keeps you motivated and focused on your success. Now, I'm sure you'll agree that there may be a lot more to being a successful salesperson, but in my career, these have always been my top five. So you may be asking yourself, is there one successful approach to being a successful salesperson? I would say no. There isn't a one-size-fits-all sales approach that guarantees success, as a person's effectiveness really depends on factors such as the industry you're in, the product that you're selling, the market, and actually the individual salesperson's specific strengths. However, there are several sales methodologies that have gained popularity and shown success in various industries. They are consultative selling, solution selling, spin selling, challenger selling, social selling, account-based selling, and inbound selling. So let's take them one at a time. So what is consultative selling? Well, this approach really involves understanding the customer's needs and challenges and then providing them a tailored situation that addresses their specific needs. It emphasizes building long-term relationships and focuses on being a trusted advisor to that specific customer. Solution selling. So similar to consultative selling, solution selling involves identifying a customer's pain points and offering solutions that directly address those pain points. It often involves a collaborative approach between the salesperson and the customer to create those outward solutions. Spin selling. Spin stands for situation, problem, implication, and need payoff. This method, developed by Neil Rackham, focuses on asking probing questions to uncover the customer's situation, their problems, their needs, and it leads to a more effective problem-solving and value proposition. Challenger selling. The challenger sale, developed by Matthew Dixon, involves challenging the customer's assumption and pushing them out of their comfort zones to drive change. This emphasizes teaching, tailoring, and taking control of the sales conversation. Number five, social selling. Well, with the rise of social media, social selling leverages online platforms to engage with prospects, build relationships, and share valuable content. It involves using social networks like LinkedIn, Twitter, and others to research prospects, connect with them, and provide relevant insights and information. Account-based selling. In this approach, sales efforts are focused on targeting specific high-value accounts rather than individual leads. So it really involves a coordinated effort across sales, marketing, and other departments within your organization to tailor strategies and messaging to the needs of those specific accounts. And lastly, inbound selling. Inbound selling leverages content marketing and other inbound strategies to attract prospects to your brand through valuable content and educational resources. It involves nurturing leads through the sales funnel by providing relevant information at each stage of the buyer's journey. Look, ultimately, the most successful sales approach will depend on your unique circumstances and the preferences of your target audience. Experimentation, adaptation, and continuous learning are key findings to the approach that works best for you and your customers. Lastly, if you're just starting out in the sales career, congratulations. It has been an amazing ride for me. And here are some words of advice to help you navigate your journey. Embrace learning. Look, sales is a dynamic field and requires continuous learning. Stay curious and be open to learning new techniques, strategies, and above all, the industry knowledge. Develop your skills. Focus on developing key skills such as communication, empathy, problem solving, and resilience. These skills will serve you well regardless of the specific sales role or industry that you're in. Find a mentor. Seek out experienced sales professionals who can provide guidance, support, and mentorship. Learn from their experiences and accelerate your own growth and development. Set clear goals, measurable goals for yourself to keep you motivated and focused. Whether it's achieving a certain sales target, mastering a new skill, or advancing to the next level in your career, having goals will give you direction and purpose. Sales can make you up and down, so stay positive. Sales can be challenging, and rejection is inevitable. Maintain a positive attitude, stay resilient, and view every setback as an opportunity to learn and grow. Build those relationships. See, sales is ultimately about building relationships with customers. Focus on understanding their needs, provide value, and earning their trust. Strong relationships lead to a long-term success and repeat business. And seek feedback from your mentors and other managers. Be open to feedback from your colleagues. Constructive feedback can help you identify areas for your improvement and redefine your approach. Stay persistent. Sales is a long journey, and success often requires persistence and perseverance. Keep pushing forward even when faced with obstacles or setbacks. Remember, every no brings you one step closer to that yes. Stay organized. And lastly, take care of yourself. Don't forget to prioritize self-care. Sales can be demanding, both mentally and emotionally. Make time for activities that recharge you and maintain a healthy work-life balance. Above all, approach your sales career with enthusiasm, passion, and a willingness to learn and grow. With dedication and hard work, you can achieve great success in sales. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to this episode. And if you're here for the first time, thanks for stopping by. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcasting app so you don't miss any future episodes of the Selling Made Easy podcast. If you are a loyal Selling Made Easy fan, then thank you so much. I don't have a show without you. Until next time, keep listening and keep selling.